Hi everyone, my name's Emma, and I'm going to tell you about the geography field trip I went on last week. As you know, the main focus of our current module is education and learning through outdoor field trips. Initially, when we were told about the excursion, I assumed we were going to study a forest ecosystem because we'd spent so much time on that in class. However, we actually ended up going to a spectacular valley, which was brilliant because the landscape was incredibly dramatic and completely new to me.
When it came to accommodation, I was secretly hoping we'd be camping in tents, as I love sleeping under the stars, but the teachers had booked a hostel, which was probably better in the end considering how cold it can get at night. It was quite basic, but very comfortable and perfectly situated for our fieldwork.
On the first morning, our initial task was observing the local wildlife. I'd brought my binoculars, really wanting to spot some rare birds up in the canopy. Instead, we spent ages looking at various insects down by the riverbank. It wasn't quite what I had in mind, but it turned out to be surprisingly fascinating to see how they adapted to the damp environment.
Later that morning, we experienced a rather comical mishap. We were trying to map out the local terrain. I was holding my compass, trying to figure out which direction was north, when suddenly a huge gust of wind caught my map. I watched in horror as it blew straight into a muddy puddle. It was completely ruined, and my classmates couldn't stop laughing.
Without the map, we had to rely on physical landmarks to navigate our way back. I thought we should look for the local church spire in the distance, but Mr. Smith, our teacher, told us to navigate towards the stone bridge that crossed the main stream. He said it was a much more reliable waypoint.
In the afternoon, it was time to actually collect our geographical data. I noticed some groups were busy measuring the water flow of the river. My team, on the other hand, was tasked with gathering soil samples from different elevations on the hillside. We had to dig down quite deep, which was hard work, but very rewarding.
We were quite lucky with the weather overall. We totally avoided the heavy rain that was originally forecast for the afternoon. However, the temperature dropped rapidly as the sun went behind the hills, and it felt absolutely freezing by the time we got back to our base. I was so glad I'd packed an extra sweater.
In the evenings, I fully assumed we'd have to sit in silence doing hours of homework or data analysis, but actually the teachers brought out a pile of board games and we had a really great time playing those in the common room. It was a fantastic way to bond with everyone after a tiring day.
The second day involved a coach tour of the wider region. Because of the area's rich history, I expected we'd mostly visit ancient monuments, but the focus of the drive was actually on local farms to see firsthand how agriculture has adapted to the challenging landscape over the decades. Before we packed our bags to leave on the final afternoon, the field centre staff asked us to provide some feedback. I thought it would just be a quick chat with the manager, but we actually had to fill out a detailed survey about our whole experience. I didn't mind, though, because I honestly had a wonderful time.